Quote, "This is achieved through constant and respectful familiarity with the yoga of calm-abiding meditation and special insight over a long period of time. The Unraveling of the Thought Sutra says, the Buddha has said it must be known that the teachings of various types of concentration are all contained in calm-abiding meditation and special insight." End of quote. A calmly abiding mind refers to a state of mind in which your mind abides on the object of your choice, and in which the mind is not distracted to external objects other than the object of your mental focus and meditation. Your mind remains stable, focused on the object, and free from laxity and excitement. Such a mind is also referred to as a single-pointed concentration, and through its stability, you are able to achieve mental bliss. Special insight refers to gaining special insight into the ultimate reality of the object on which your mind is focused. There are two categories of special insight, mundane and transcendental. Here, special insight refers to the mind that focuses on emptiness. Buddha Shakyamuni taught these two practices, calm abiding and special insight, and they are the only methods by which you can achieve all the levels of concentration. Therefore, the text states that since calm abiding and special insight are equally important, you should cultivate both qualities. Merely meditating on calm abiding will not enable you to eliminate obscurations to enlightenment and the disturbing emotions. Even if you achieve calm abiding meditation with reference to emptiness, that alone is not enough to remove the obscurations if it is not supported by the practice of special insight. Calm abiding meditation alone will not be able to remove the afflictive emotions and destroy the misconception of self. Disturbing emotions will arise again and disturb you once more, as happened in the case of the non-Buddhist master called Udrak. He meditated on calm abiding for a long time, in the course of which his hair grew very long. While he was completely absorbed in single-pointed concentration, some of his hair was eaten by rats. As soon as he rose from his meditation and saw that rats had eaten his hair, he became angry, and thus his disturbing emotions came back again. Although the disturbing emotions did not arise while he was absorbed in single-pointed meditation, that they returned after he rose from his meditation clearly shows that calm-abiding meditation alone does not put an end to the disturbing emotions.